This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the National Council on Substance Abuse is concerned about new drug trends among the youth. A medical doctor warns men that substance abuse could lead to problems with sexual health. A counseling agency calling for systems to address school violence ahead of the new school year. And the Trump administration asks U.S. Supreme Court to halt foreign aid payments. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The National Council on Substance Abuse, NCSA, is expressing concern over new drugs entering the island and their misuse, particularly among young males. The issue follows reports of more young people entering treatment facilities, with marijuana increasingly being mixed with other substances that have behavior-altering effects. Deputy Manager of the NCSA, Troy Wickham, says the latest Barbados Drug Information Network report shows the local drug scene is diversifying.
New drugs are entering into the Barbados market. For instance, we have made reports of methamphetamine on island. We have made reports of synthetic cannabinoids on island. And these are what we call dangerous psychotropic or psychoactive substances, which have adverse effects on the users. It's unfortunate that in some instances it has been reported that persons are using substances and they do not know what they're taking, which poses a significant threat to public health. If a person do not know the substance they're intaking or they're using, treatment will become more difficult for treatment providers in terms of one, the response at the ENE, response from treatment providers in terms of drug rehabilitation units, etc. And we have recognized some treatment providers are indicating that this is a problem or a challenge they're facing.
Mr. Wickham is urging Barbadians to remain vigilant and to report any illegal drug use they may encounter.
We have an early warning system. And we encourage the public to report anything they suspect that their family, their friends, their siblings, their neighbors are using. They can report it to the nearest police station, to the NCSA, so we can at least start or launch an investigation into the matter. So we can help the public navigate these reports and the use of these substances and control the use, if not eliminate it. These substances can be very addictive to the public when used.
Deputy Manager of the National Council on Substance Abuse, Troy Wickham. A doctor is cautioning men that constant drug and substance abuse carries risks that can lead to problems in their sexual health. Speaking on VOB's Medical Minutes program, Dr. Danielle Reed Melolo highlighted that prolonged drug and alcohol use can compromise men's reproductive health and highlighted how lifestyle changes can help combat these issues.
Alcohol consumption, smoking, recreational drugs, so that means marijuana, cocaine, etc. Those are risk factors for erectile dysfunction. So if you're smoking weed every day, that can cause erectile dysfunction. Alcohol, processed food, those are issues that I would like you to cut totally if you can. For sure, the recreational drugs, unless it's prescribed. And lifestyle changes. So water is very important because you can drink so many different things that aren't going to nourish your body like how water does. That is actually part of your makeup.
She emphasized that she does not endorse using any over-the-counter remedies and stressed the importance of speaking to a doctor to rule out any underlying conditions.
What some people might do, they might just go to their pharmacist, get something over the counter, but I don't recommend for you to do that. I want you to tell your doctor so we can go through all the various causes and think about it. If you had diabetes and you didn't know, and that was the cause of your erectile dysfunction, and then I treat you, you don't need to buy those extra pills, you know, like those blue pills that could be pretty expensive. You might actually have a cause that we could treat and solve more than one problem at once.
Dr. Danielle Reed Melolo. As the new school term approaches, a local councillor is calling for stronger systems to assess and support students in order to tackle rising violence in schools. Head of Supreme Counseling for Personal Development, Sean Clark, says last school term ended with a worrying increase in violent incidents. He's reiterating the call for something to be put in place at schools, noting the increasing young offenders being charged with violent crime.
The schools, I hope, will have been putting mechanisms in place to be able to deal with any negative behavior that will come from them. We have to put in place systems and programs to work with our young people to find out firstly what is going on in the lives of our young people. I would have called on several occasions to have our young people assessed and to know, is this a psychological problem? Is this just the temperament of the child? And I would want to think that the authorities that be would put those systems in place to work with our young people and not necessarily to toss all of them into one basket as delinquent or problematic or problem child, but to see or to realize that sometimes it's something much deeper than that going on with our young people.
Mr. Clark is also stressing the urgent need to address bullying.
I would also want our schools to put systems in place to deal with the increasing level of bullying that is happening within our schools and not to turn a blind eye or not to continue to see bullying in Barbados as a rite of passage. We need to stop seeing bullying in Barbados as something that happens and put systems in place to be able to address bullying, to be able to reduce the prevalence of bullying in our schools, because that in itself is destroying lives.
Head of Supreme Counseling for Personal Development, Sean Clark. Award-winning U.S. entrepreneur and digital innovation strategist Shina Silva is urging the region to embrace the history of entrepreneurial disruption to secure its economic future. Silva, known for her work in building innovation ecosystems across Africa, Latin America, and the Caribbean, defined disruption in the context of a creator developing bold ideas and stepping out of comfort zones to engage in tasks that can drive prosperity. Speaking at CARIFESTA's big conversation on branding beyond borders, Silva spoke about modern-day disruptors of Caribbean descent, including U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, tennis star Naomi Osaka, and national hero Rihanna, all of whom challenged norms and created more inclusive spaces in politics, sport, and business.
We have Rihanna, another symbol of disruption, who started out as a Bayesian pop star in the music space. And then using her own personality, her own understanding, and her own know-how, started a beauty brand that would allow more Black women of all shades to now be included in the beauty space. Because major beauty brands before Rihanna only had a select few shades for women of color. And Rihanna has expanded that palette to put Black, medium brown, high brown, yellow brown, deep yellow, and all the shades in between, disrupted the beauty landscape.
She outlined some reasons why embracing disruptive innovation is critical for the Caribbean's future.
We need to go beyond sun, sand, and sea. We've heard it mentioned so many times. The Caribbean cannot only be known for that. And we certainly cannot only be known for our carnivals or our calypso music. We need to be able to give narrative depth to what the Caribbean brand represents. Second, economic sovereignty. So not just being consumers of the things that are being imported in our islands, but to being creators that the world is consuming from us. Not just in music, but in technology, in education, and in spaces where most people are not thinking about innovating and disrupting.
Entrepreneur and digital innovation strategist, Shina Silva. President Donald Trump's administration asked the U.S. Supreme Court to intervene in its efforts to withhold billions of dollars from foreign aid organizations and lift an injunction that is forcing it to keep making payments. The U.S. Department of Justice, in an emergency filing with the 6-3 conservative majority court, noted that a 2-1 panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit earlier this month ruled the injunction should be overturned. Despite that ruling, the injunction issued by Washington-based U.S. District Judge Amir Ali remains in effect after the full federal appeals court last week declined to put it on hold. Ali rejected a similar request on Monday. Recapping the headlines. The National Council on Substance Abuse is concerned about new drug trends among the youth. A medical doctor warns men that substance abuse could lead to problems with sexual health. A counseling agency calling for systems to address school violence ahead of the new school year. And the Trump administration asks U.S. Supreme Court to halt foreign aid payments. That was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.